Hey, thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible during this Advent season. We're looking at the Christmas story, Luke chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. And while they were there, while they were in Bethlehem, they just arrived in Bethlehem, the time came for Mary to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. Caesar Augustus' census decree created havoc throughout the Roman Empire. The roads were packed with travelers, cities were packed with people. But there was one group who loved the registration for the taxes. Can you guess who that group was? It was the innkeepers. Every room in the little town was occupied. The only secluded place Joseph could find was a cave for keeping animals. God took every advantage away for his son. Even his birth would demonstrate the humility of the Savior. Mary prepared for the coming of the Messiah in a manger. She made herself as comfortable as possible and tried to get some sleep, but Jesus was on the way. In our busy lives, it's hard for some people to make room for Jesus. They keep him at a distance. The things of life fill their hearts with temporary satisfaction. Sooner or later, temporal things fail to satisfy. The heart of the person who makes room for Jesus is filled, changed, and transformed forever, and fully satisfied. Father, we are amazed at the sacrifice of Jesus from his birth in the stable to his death on the cross. Thank you for loving us so much that you would give your son to die. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, parents, use this story to share the message of Jesus with your children. In our book, Living Grounded, there's a diagram that will help explain what it means to trust in Jesus, and we'd love to share that with you and hear your story. So if you want the book or to share your story, just email us at prayer@ronmoore.org. Prayer@ronmoore.org.